Since his election victory 7 weeks ago, Benjamin Netanyahu has been bogged down in tough negotiations to form a new Israeli government. The right-wing Likud leader was granted a 10-day extension of his mandate to form a government, which he has needed.
Yeah, it's quite remarkable and a little bit hard to fathom. He won a decisive election victory way back on November the 1st. We knew exactly who the allies would be in his coalition. They ran as a bloc. I guess he would say it's been really hard. They've been driving a really tough bargain. But from the outside, it looks like he projected bizarre weakness, and this has made for a very complicated process.
Netanyahu has formed an alliance with leaders who until now have been considered on the fringes of the political spectrum, like Itamar Ben-Gvir, convicted of supporting a terrorist organization and racist incitement. He will become police minister with expanded powers to control the force. Bezalel Smotrich will be given ministerial responsibility for the illegal settlements in the occupied West Bank. He has long lobbied for their expansion, as well as control over Palestinian construction there. And Aryeh Deri, who is still serving a suspended sentence for tax fraud and who needed a change in the law to allow him to become minister. The question for many is whether Netanyahu can keep these partners in check.
I mean, what he said is, trust me, I'm running the show here. But if you look at the way he's negotiated his coalition, they've made their influence felt, and you have to assume that will continue to be the case.
Amid fears that already combustible tensions could flare out of control, Palestinians seem to be expecting the worst, with no one expecting this government to follow any paths towards peace.
Critics of this coalition speculate that some of its more hardline members might welcome a violent Palestinian response to justify further crackdowns on the occupied West Bank and Gaza. What's clear is, with the unprecedented makeup of this government, Israeli politics are entering new and uncharted territory. Rob McBride, Al Jazeera, West Jerusalem.